This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The story is told that legendary military leader George Marshall spent time during the 30s compiling a list, noting people with more talent than their rank and those who were just the opposite. He was then free when the war erupted to promote the best and fire the deadwood. That studied deliberation stands in contrast to the lightning-fast, indiscriminate layoffs and terminations taking place in the federal government today. One of the guiding principles in federal cost-cutting today is, quote, if you're not adding things back at least 10% of the time, you're clearly not cutting enough. So perhaps a chainsaw approach to federal government spending cuts will arrive at the same destination as George Marshall managed to get to all those years ago, only the road will be a lot bumpier. Certainly a different way of doing business for government, and it may prove to be a terrible fit. That's because government's job has been and always will be to provide the things that have value but that no one will pay for. Consistency, predictability. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.